This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan today advised against trying to hold direct elections in Iraq before June 30th. That's the date set for the U.S.-led coalition to transfer power back to Iraqis. While he said elections by that time are not feasible, the Secretary General has yet to make a recommendation concerning who should assume sovereignty until elections can be held. Annan received a report today from a UN team that was sent to Iraq to try to settle disputes over plans for the transition. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The original transition plan set forth by the Iraqi Governing Council and the coalition authority last November foundered over the objections of Iraqi Shiites. They demanded direct elections for a transitional government, but the original plan called for indirect elections through a caucus system. The UN team, at the request of the Governing Council and the United States, went to Iraq as an independent arbiter. Its mission was to decide if elections were feasible before June 30th. If the answer was no, the UN team was to find an acceptable alternative. Kofi Annan summarized the findings today after he and his senior advisor, Lakhdar Brahimi, met with the UN ambassadors from 46 nations closely involved in the Iraq issue.
We shared with them our sense and the imagined consensus that elections cannot be held before end of June, that the June 30th date for handover of sovereignty must be respected, and that we need to find a mechanism to create the caretaker government and then help prepare the elections sometime later in the future.
There have been suggestions that the date for transferring sovereignty be pushed back in order to allow for elections, which all parties say would be the best method for the transition. But the United States has been adamant that the date will not change, as U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer made clear at a news conference today in Baghdad.
There are 133 days before sovereignty returns to an Iraqi government on June 30th. Changes in the mechanism for forming an interim government are possible, but the date holds.
Critics of the Bush administration charge that the U.S. insists on the June 30th date because the administration wants the handover to take place well before President Bush faces re-election in November. Kofi Annan did not address that issue today, but diplomats say the United Nations has come to the conclusion that Iraqis themselves would not tolerate a delay. The question now is how to achieve sovereignty before elections and whether all parties in Iraq, particularly Shiite leader Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, will accept the UN's recommendation. Lakhdar Brahimi met with Sistani in Iraq.
Ayatollah al-Sistani and I had a very, very good discussion. And I think he, like everybody else, realizes that the United Nations has no agenda except to help them, and that if we tell them something, it is because we strongly believe it's in the interest of Iraq.
The issue of how to achieve a caretaker government is extremely sensitive. If the mechanism is not considered acceptable by the different groups in Iraq, the result could be ongoing political turmoil, violence, and even civil war. Diplomats say the United Nations is considering numerous options, including the possibility of transferring power to an expanded version of the current Iraqi Governing Council. A final recommendation is not expected until next week at the earliest. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.